Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, welcome back to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. Before we dive into part two of Taking Steps Towards Generosity, I want to encourage you, drop us a note today if there's anything we can join you in praying for, or even if there's a topic that you'd like for us to tackle in the days and weeks ahead, drop us a note at podcast@sugarhillchurch.com, and we'd be honored. We'd love to actually do that for you. So please drop us a note. Well, we started on a previous episode thinking about taking steps towards generosity. The truth is, most of us don't wake up and just think, man, I want to be generous. In fact, when you look in Scripture, the model that God gives to us is that He's a giver, that you can read even the first pages of Scripture and see over and over again that God gave, God gave, God gave, even in John 3:16, that when God gives, He gives His own Son. He gives everything. But as soon as Adam and Eve show up on the scene, very quickly, the storyline shifts from God giving to man taking, where we live in this posture of never enough, in this posture of trying to amass more stuff. And instead of being givers, for most people, there's this inward pull towards taking. And so we know what Jesus says. Jesus says it is actually more blessed to give than it is to receive, that there's something peaceful, there's something about meaningful about living a life with open hands, saying everything I have comes from God, and so I'm going to use it as God would have me use it. And so we talked about on a previous episode the idea of mindset, and we talked about motivation. Those are two keys to stepping towards generosity. The third one, as we think about taking steps towards it, is to think about the mission of generosity. The mission of generosity. In Luke 11, Jesus has this showdown with the religious leaders of the day who looked good on the outside. They looked generous to a lot of people, but on the insides, their heart were a million miles away from God. And so the remedy that Jesus tells them, the way that He helps them to begin to address the motivation, the heart issue, is He tells them to give to the poor. It's a very practical next step. It's a very practical thing, a way to combat a selfish heart. The way to combat a greedy heart doesn't stop just with mindset, though that's important. It doesn't stop with just motivation, though that's essential. There's a mission behind it. And simply this, the mission is to join God in helping those that He puts in front of us. Now, the way that I primarily do that, the way my wife and I primarily do that, is through our local church. We believe that our local church is the best place to do that. But even if you're not part of our church, or if you're not part of a church, I would say find a cause, find an organization that mimics the heartbeat of God, that helps people that God says that we should help, and join in that. That's the mission, to do the work of God, to bring the kingdom of God down to earth as if it's in heaven. You get the idea behind that. That's the mission behind it. And then the fourth step, I would say, is the movement of generosity. Now, I said this on the front end, most people don't wake up generous. Most people aren't born generous. But what I have found is that once you start cultivating a heart of generosity, it often starts small, but over time, it begins to grow. The way that I talk to people about it, sometimes people will ask, well, where do I even start? How do I even do it? I often think of it like rungs on a ladder. The first rung on the ladder is that if you're not giving anything, start with something. Just give something. Maybe there's a cause, an opportunity. Maybe there's a special giving campaign going on. Just give something. The second rung on the ladder is after you have given something, start giving occasionally. Make it a thing that you do fairly frequently, that you're like, anytime something's put in front of me that my heart beats for, I'm going to give towards. So start with something if you have nothing. And then once you've given something, start giving more frequently. And then I would say the third rung is to give regularly. Just make it part of what you do. And that's what my wife and I do. Every single time we get a paycheck, the first thing that we do is we set aside a certain percentage to give through our local church, and then we also have a certain percentage that we give to causes that are close to our heart. We reevaluate those causes every year. And then once you start working your way up the rungs, you start with something, you start giving occasionally. Over time, you start giving regularly. And then over time, I would say you might consider giving sacrificially. There's going to be times that there's something that's put in front of you that God breaks your heart over it. And I would encourage you to have a fund where you could give sacrificially to that thing that God put in front of you. Now, several years ago, I had a friend that got real nerdy about this. He got a spreadsheet out and he figured out, man, I can't give 10% or whatever the standard is in your world to think about. But he figured out the percentage he could start with. And over time, that percentage began to grow. His heart was that what he gave through his local church would be more than what he paid his mortgage every single month. It didn't start there. It started small. It started with rung number one. But over time, he worked his way up. I'm reminded of R.G. Letourneau from a previous season or a previous generation. He was a guy that started with nothing. And as his wealth grew, as his earnings grew, instead of raising his standard of living, he raised his standard of giving. And by the end of his life, he flipped the equation where most people would say, I'm going to give 10% and live on the 90%. He flipped the equation to say, I'm going to live just on the 10% and I'm going to give 90% away. Wow, what a powerful legacy. And so I want to encourage you today, let's take steps towards generosity. Because Jesus was absolutely right when he said, it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Let's take those steps today.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.